Dwight in Phoenix next on the line wants to know about his closet getting wet every time the shower gets used. Good morning, Dwight.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. My question is, I have a 3/4 bathroom, and it has a ceramic tile shower, and the bedroom closet adjacent to it, the floor carpet was soaking wet. I didn't use the shower for 8 days to see if maybe it was a slab leak, and it dried out completely, and I don't know if I should call a plumber or call a tile person, but I don't know what's causing the leak. And there's no water in the wall itself. It's just the only place that's wet is the closet carpet, soaking wet, the whole carpet in the closet. But after not using the shower, it did eventually dry out.
Yeah, so the only way it would be a water supply leak is it would be past the point of where the faucet is and where the water comes out the shower head. Because if it's not on and it dried out, there's no leak up to the on-off valve in your shower. So probably that small stretch that's left, probably not in that area. So it is probably the shower pan, something in the tile. Have you run it just for reference and gone and looked over there to see? Because sometimes these problems aren't identified until a body is in the shower. The weight of our feet on the tile, on the pan. We've even seen it where it's the water splashing off the body back onto the tile. So I would first run it and just wait, you know, however long you take your shower, time it, and see if it doesn't manifest itself. And that if it doesn't, it's probably going to take some shower pan restructuring, which isn't that fun of a job, but it's not that impossible of a job. I do know that Handyman Connection does a lot of those bathroom shower repairs. If that is the problem, you can give them a call. They're in Central Phoenix, close to where you are. But do that shower test first and see if the problem doesn't show up with you in it or by yourself or without anybody in it.
Shower pan. They can be really tricky, and this is the way we've done shower pans over the last couple decades has changed significantly. So, at my house, the master shower is 60 years old. It's 4x4 dowel tile, mud set in the shower pan and on the walls, and it's never leaked a drop. We don't do showers like that. We haven't for about the last 20, 25 years. In my world, in my frame of mind, I call it shortcuts. and you get a good 20 years out of your shower, not 50 or 60 years like we used to. But that's what you're dealing with. I completely agree with Romy. You're not going to be able to go in there and just caulk the grout and solve the problem. It's a bigger problem than that. It's probably going to involve tile removal, tile pan removal, all new tile pan. And if you do a new tile pan, you got to do new shower walls as well. So we're probably looking at a new shower complete. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
And I don't have a name, but our next caller wants to talk about water softening. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Hey, Rosie and Romy. This is Don.
Don, how are you?
Good. I had a plumber over for some work who tested my water and said it was so hard that the water softener's not working, and showed how the flow control meter on the water softener wasn't registering any flow at all. But it turns out that's just for the kitchen cold water feed. I've since learned that that's not uncommon to have the cold water at the kitchen sink bypass the water softener and the rest of the house has soft water. So I want to know what do you know about that? How common is it? Is it something that used to be done a long time ago and now it's not? And how does that affect the RO system under the kitchen sink that gets its feed from the cold, hard water?
Well, it would be my guess, the way we would typically install water softeners is we would take a water softened line and feed the RO, and then the RO feeds a water tap at your faucet. That would be the typical way it's done. I would tell you, because there's so much bad information and bad business practice in the water treatment industry, I couldn't encourage you enough to get to rosieonthehouse.com. We've got a couple water treatment specialists, and have them come out and take a look at it and see if the generation system needs to be reprogrammed, if we've got to take a look at the catalyst, depending on how long the system's been installed and been in use. Take a look at Kinetico or Water Treatment Technologies and have them come out and have a water treatment specialist analyze it and look at it, as opposed to just a plumber. That I couldn't encourage you more wholeheartedly to make that phone call.
Well, come join us next Saturday. We'll kick off live at 8 o'clock at the parking lot of Sanderson Ford. The showroom is really special right now because they've been moving so much inventory that they're not putting the new inventory in the showroom. So Dave Kimmerly, the owner, has brought these collector's items out from
their
museum. And it's like walking down a 1940s memory lane of Fords, and up to even 1965. Don Sanderson's original Bronco is the centerpiece in the middle. So a lot of great things, and of course supporting local communities. See y'all next Saturday live at Sanderson Ford.